Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you right here on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. And we are going through a, we're trying to get the blog back up and going, and we are in transition, but we do have the Frankie Boyer Show Facebook page, which has everything you need for today's program on there. So do check out and like the Frankie Boyer Show. Well, if I said to you that you could have money and you could have an opportunity to get what you want in life by supporting companies that are giving back, I would think the majority of us, I think once we become educated about sustainability and companies that have a purpose, I think we would do that in a heartbeat. I know that I try to buy products when I go food shopping. I try to buy little artisan products. But it's even a bigger picture. The man that has the vision about clean money and about sustainability and about how we can become engaged in this conversation is Joel Solomon. And Joel, welcome back to the program.
It's really good to be back, and you're very kind.
So let's have this conversation about, can we talk about the younger generation right now? A lot is being said about the younger generation as opposed to the older ones. So tell me what your thoughts are.
I believe that our younger generation is paying a lot more attention to the source, the way that things are made, what the effect is on people and planet of the products that they're buying. And I think that they're doing the same thing, and the facts prove this out, in the investing that they're beginning to do. People prefer, as you said so well, people prefer to know that what they're buying and where they're investing, and investment is a purchase as well, that where we're investing is aligned with who we are as people.
So, give me more details about that.
Okay. When I think about purchasing a car these days, and I have the option to burn fossil fuels or to operate on electricity, I'm going to choose electricity. If the day comes where they can make a solar car, I'm going to buy a solar car. Why is that? Because that purchase affects human beings all through the supply chain. The supply chain being, where do the parts come from? How does it operate? How is it taken care of? How long does it last? Well, that's not the supply chain, but that's the result of the product. How long does it last? But when I know that the burning of fossil fuels is creating climate change, which is then affecting my day-to-day life and the day-to-day lives of others through its, today it's easy to remember what's going on with the weather and dramatic weather events. If my purchase of a car is going to make the difference in the lives of people in the Caribbean, along the Gulf Coast, and in other places around the world, I'm going to try to find a car purchase that is going to do less damage. And if you look across all the products we buy, all the investments we make, these are choices that are becoming increasingly available to make, because there are entrepreneurs and businesses that realize how much money there is to be made by producing something better, by providing an investment which more aligns with my values. So that's the basics.
Yes. I think that the baby boomer generation, we were so, we were thanking our green plans. We were so involved in the environment. We were protesting. We were so active. And yet, it kind of fizzled, Joel.
We got complacent.
Yeah.
We also fell into what was easier to do. But more importantly, this is less for me about blaming or pointing fingers.
No, I don't want to blame anybody or point any fingers, but I'm just
saying, right.
The reality is that we didn't get the job done that we
started out
with. We didn't get the job done. And so it's refreshing to think that the millennials at this point in their lives are starting to care more. They're starting to understand more.
And we have better options. Science keeps advancing. Ingenuity continues to understand things better. Part of the problem is actually deeper. It's not just about people's choices. It is somewhat structural. It has been easier for people to build large companies based on old models, where there was less information. Particularly in the financial sector, the largest companies in the world tend to be the ones that are the most attractive to, let's say, invest retirement funds in. It's easy to get back out of them because of the stock market. We can go out Monday morning and sell the shares and get some cash. Now we know that we have the capacity, and large companies are growing based on what we knew 30 and 40 years ago, but we didn't have the corporate sector and this large infrastructure to provide us with the things that we could feel better about. We got more energy efficiency driven by government. That was helpful. But then we started to have industry figure out how to put pressure on lawmakers behind the scenes and begin to fight back. We changed our culture around tobacco and cigarettes. Didn't go away. It's still there for people who want or need that. But the information is clearer, and the restrictions require more information. So in the information era, that's also the new change that's happened. When there was less access to pretty much look up the background on everything, it was easier for us to ignore and become complacent. We assumed other people were looking out for us, bigger systems, things like that. Some people may complain about government, but of course everyone does depend on it and assumes that it is going to look after things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with information, it becomes harder to make choices that actually can be against our own interests and particularly against our children's interest. Within a couple more decades, we're going to look back on these times as if they were an era of, well, first we'll look back on an era that will appear to have been about ignorance. I don't think it was, as you said. It's not, a lot of us are doing the best that we can. But we're getting smarter. Technology can help us. It can also sink us. But technology, human ingenuity, and information have a chance to take us to an era where we start looking at the resources of the planet, at human resources, human beings, in a way in which we balance all of these factors. And we get ourselves a soft landing on the circumstances that we've created that are barreling towards more and more disasters.
Mm-hmm. Give us some of the numbers. Give us, when we come, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, give us some of the numbers of what the millennials are really doing. You have some statistics that will blow everybody away. But we need to give out your information. JoelSolomon.org is the website, correct?
That's right.
And the book is available wherever books are sold?
It should be, or you can definitely ask and they will order it for you.
Awesome. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And by the way, during the break, I just subscribed to Joel Solomon's newsletter, which all of you can do at joelsolomon.org. And he is with us today, and we're talking about the millennial money revolution, because if you haven't noticed, younger people today are being, there's this dichotomy going on, Joel, and I just want you to hear me out for just a moment. As much as I agree with the statistics and what we're saying about the kids, these young millennials, I also just have to say, Joel, that trash day in my neighborhood makes me want to, moving day makes me want to get sick, because I'm seeing the most beautiful furniture, couches, leather headboards. I'm seeing stuff on the streets that you and I both know only goes to one place, landfills. Why are we not seeing more activism in the recycling part of this story? And I'm not saying this is all millennials, but I have to tell you that it looks like it is. From where I'm sitting, it may not be, but it's, I don't know who else is putting out all that stuff. I can tell you that the old timers and the people that have lived in my neighborhood wouldn't be doing that. They would be calling the Salvation Army. They would be calling St. Vincent de Paul. They would be calling Goodwill. They would even be calling that junk company that comes and takes your junk. I'd love your thoughts.
Well, human beings, including you and me, tend to have lots of blind spots, and we tend to go for what's easiest and how we can make less effort. If we don't see good models, if we don't have government backing us up with some rules and guidelines about how we need to behave as citizens, then we can get lazy. Yeah. And that's part of human nature.
It is part of human nature. But I want to go back, because Joel Solomon joining us, and Joel Solomon is a leading pioneer in mission-based venture capital, and he is the author of The Clean Money Revolution, Reinventing Power, Purpose, and Capitalism, which explores the massive economic shift that's creating new ethical and sustainable businesses that power local economies, restore the ecosystems, and build social and financial equity. And he's with us today. JoelSolomon.org is the website. So let's talk about these numbers, because it's pretty amazing what's happening with these millennials.
Well, the first the first key fact has to do with just how much money we boomers or older generation actually own collectively. And, oh, excuse me, we are, of course, going to pass away, and we're going to leave a lot of money behind us, and a lot of that will go to millennials. It is now close to $50 trillion, or estimated at $50 trillion, that will pass hands simply through death, and only in North America. Globally, it's, of course, much larger than that. This number of $50 trillion, if it is simply directed from the most damaging uses, particularly on the investment side, to the most regenerative, or to ones that cause less harm and are actually working to rebuild the systems on the planet that provide us our food, our water, our clean air to breathe, and really everything that we use in our lives, then if we direct those funds more intelligently, and if the financial sector responds early enough to this demand, things like Tesla being worth more on given days, depending on the stock prices, more than any other automobile manufacturer in the U.S., and apparently the fifth largest in the world now, yet it makes very few cars yet, while others make 10 times, 20 times, 30 times more automobiles. That's because people and big players are betting on renewable energy over burning fossil fuels. That's simple math. It's not about politics or ideology. If I can build an infrastructure for renewable energy and then get my energy source for free, like the sun, the wind, other potential technologies like that, if I can put solar collectors on the roof of my home, spend money once up front, and then get free energy after that, or virtually free energy, this is just an intelligent economic choice. You can look at models like this now through every sector of the economy. Now, companies still have to be managed by people. Some do well, some don't do as well. Things change. But there is a lot of money moving quickly now as the financial sector creates these opportunities and understands that it's in their benefit also. At the end of the day, if it makes them better money, they're going to move there. So you can look across all consumer products and really everything about how the world works. And if you're thinking about the long term, you're considering that we're now 7 billion people going on 10 billion people. We know that we're changing the very nature of how the oceans exist, how the air quality is, what happens to the climate. We are the first humans that we know of on the planet that are changing the very geology of the planet due to our practices. If you know those things, if the marketplace continues to reward them, then the money's going to move regardless of how responsible we're being.
And we are out of time. This goes so fast with you, Joel. Two segments is still not enough. Continue the great work you're doing, and everybody can find out everything at your website.
They can find out plenty. And Frankie, I will be here with you as many times as you want me.
Thank you so much, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. I'm
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And yes, she is with us. Leslie Korn, PhD, Master's in Public Health, Fulbright Scholar, involved in so many aspects of how food is the key, in my opinion, and in her opinion as well. She is a core member, faculty member of Capella University's mental health counseling and doctorate programs. She has been a clinical fellow at right here at Harvard Medical School. And it goes on and on and on. Her new book is out. It's called The Good Mood Kitchen. And I think it is such a pleasure, Dr. Leslie Korn. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, you know, we are a society that wants what we want when we want it. And we tend to pick up something, it's a grab and go kind of thing. And so now all of our gas stations have those grab and go stores. You go in while the gas is while you're gassing up and you get, you know, a snack or get this or get that. We are out to eat more days of the week than we could ever imagine. And so you ask a couple of basic questions in chapter two of where to begin, where to start. And you ask, how many of my meals am I preparing? How many meals a week are fast food? How am I preparing my meals? What foods make me feel good? What foods make me feel bad? How do foods alter my consciousness? What foods do I like but don't often prepare? And it goes on with these questions. And I just think it's really important for all of us to be honest and forthright about these questions, about what we're eating. And as someone 40 years ago, you founded the Center for Traditional Medicine, a public health natural medicine clinic in rural Mexico. What have you noticed over these 40 years? What have you noticed from putting whole foods into people's lives?
Well, what I've noticed is the patients of mine who've made changes in their diet have made improvements in their physical and mental and cognitive well-being. And those who didn't, yes, they still made some progress with psychotherapy, with rehabilitation, but diet is the missing piece. And in our society, as you well point out, we are conditioned to grab and go and really be disconnected from the connection between what we're putting into our bodies and how it's making us feel. We are conditioned to say, oh, I've got an ache, I've got a pain, I've got indigestion. Let me take a pill. There must be something wrong with me.
Yes,
but what we
yes.
don't generally understand is that there's a reason, and generally that reason is stress and diet.
So if we could look at your book, The Good Mood Kitchen, we have some simple – this is not like a recipe book, because there's so much information in here, so many factoids and information. So there's, you're getting recipes as well as all the information, as they say, all the facts.
Absolutely. Well, it's both a combination of a health book, how to do it, and also some simple recipes. I am not a chef, and I don't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen, but I do want to prepare very healthy foods and recipes. Indeed, food is medicine. Food should be medicine. And so I ask my readers and my patients to ask, is what I'm eating medicine or is it poison? And to make the choices for choosing medicine and choosing to prepare food quite simply, even by beginning with a crock pot. There is no simpler way to cook than and no more nourishing way to cook than by having a crock pot where you can throw some vegetables and garlic and onions and some wonderful anti-inflammatory spices like turmeric and ginger in with perhaps an animal protein and some root vegetables, and you have a wonderful stew when you come home from work.
Right. You know, I just find it so interesting that people want fast food because, you know, I've been doing this a long time and talking about this for a very, very long time with my holistic health show, which we will get you on. But I have to say that for me, I wanted something fast yesterday, and I threw a riced broccoli in the oven and threw some spices, did exactly what you said, covered it and went about my business and shut the oven off after a while because I had to run out. And when I came back, it was the most delicious, you know, side dish that I had ready for me to consume, and I ate it all. It was delicious.
Absolutely. I think the fallacy is thinking that this takes a lot longer to prepare food for ourselves, but it does take longer if we have to sit in the doctor's office for treatment for indigestion when really we can change the way we eat. And, for example, in my book, The Good Mood Kitchen, I provide a number of smoothie recipes because in addition to wanting things fast, we also want to boost our mood. We want to have more energy. And this is not about deprivation. This is not about suffering. This is about finding good alternatives. So rather than going for chocolate with sugar, how about making a chocolate coconut mocha smoothie for energy and focus? I promise you that will get you through your day much more better because your energy won't drop and you won't get into a bad mood and get irritable. And that involves the use of good organic chocolate without sugar, coconut, no better food for our brain than coconut, and a little shot of espresso. There's nothing wrong with a shot of espresso. The problem is six shots of espresso. And then you add a little hemp oil to that, wonderful for the brain. Add a little bit of blueberries, again, a good antioxidant. And you have food as medicine made in 5 minutes that will last you for several hours.
Absolutely. You know, we are all concerned about, do we have dairy? You know, do we eat this? Do we eat that? We get so hung up on the diet du jour, you know, whatever is happening, the paleo movement, the keto movement, it goes on and on and on. But I have to just share with you, I've been sharing this with my audience, that I was at in Costa Rica and they asked us to eliminate dairy for the week before I got to Costa Rica, and I did. And it was hard for me because I've been very dairy friendly for years and years. And I have to tell you that I feel better. It's about a month and a week later, or 5 weeks later, whatever it is now, 4 or 5 weeks, I feel better without dairy, the amount of dairy that I was consuming. And that was an eye-opener for me. My face looks different without the dairy, less puffiness around the eyes. And I've lost a ton of weight by just taking dairy out of my and getting rid of all of the processed foods. Even Frankie Boyer, who thought she was doing such a clean, mean job, was having foods, some of the foods that I was consuming had a little bit of, you know, processing, even though they were organic and they were good. And I cleaned up my act a little bit, Leslie, and I was absolutely shocked at the results.
That's such wonderful news. And you're absolutely right. You know, only a very small part of the global population can actually digest dairy, and those are people generally from Scandinavian countries. And so especially cow's dairy, which is implicated with a lot of skin diseases, acne, psoriasis, lots of digestive problems. And so many, many people will benefit from going off cow's dairy. And one of the suggestions I have is to transition off dairy by integrating either sheep's milk or goat's
milk. That's what I've been doing.
More easily digested. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. And the thing to keep in mind, the Good Mood Kitchen is about understanding where your genetics are from, because this isn't about any particular fad. It is about there is no one right diet for everyone. Some people are vegetarians, and some people are carnivores, and some of us are in between. And that is a genetic, biological determination.
Yes.
That's not a
Absolutely.
Mental decision.
Dr. Leslie Corin, brilliantly done. What's the website for you and this new book, The Good Mood Kitchen?
Dr. Leslie Corin, and my last name is K-O-R-N, and drlesliecorin.com. You'll find some free recipes from the book and some lots of information along with the book itself.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on the work you've done. And
Thank
we
you so
will be
much,
back.
Frankie.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
How it all turned to lies.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.67%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call
the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. I don't know how this woman does it because she's a New York Daily News columnist. Linda Stacy is with us, and she's also an author and has been doing these thrillers. And the newest one is out. It's called The Book of Judas. And it is a pleasure. Welcome to the program, Linda.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, Frankie.
So how do you get to do your work for the New York Daily News, and then you also co-host? I mean, you do a lot of things. How do you have time to write a book?
I have no idea. I just plow through it. I just, you know, if you're called to do something and you feel that you must do it, then you find the time to do it, because otherwise you're not living a full life. And I really, really feel very strongly about that. And with this new book, Book of Judas, there's no doubt but that I was called to do it. I mean, people can call it coincidences, they can call it whatever it was, but I kept getting signs, and then I just
did it. Oh, tell us, dude.
Well,
it's
very interesting, because when I first... I had finished my first novel called The Sixth Station, and I was so glad to be done with it, and I felt so free. I was laying on the couch in my house, which we'd lived in for 12 years, and I was like, oh, this is great. And I look up, and there's a book on the shelf that I'd never seen before, and it was called I, Judas by Taylor Caldwell, and I thought, that's weird. So I pulled it down, and it had been written in the 1970s. Now, no one in my house bought it. No one we knew of ever brought it in. And I'd been on the couch 150,000 times. I'd never seen it. So I started reading it, and I found it very interesting. It was supposedly told from the point of view of Judas. So, like 3 days later, my daughter and I were in Princeton, New Jersey, for a girls' getaway weekend. And because she's a huge pain in the butt, she wanted to go to the Princeton bookstore instead of just laying around getting facials and spa treatments. We walk into the bookstore, and there on the front desk is a book called The Gospel of Judas, interpreted by a Princeton scholar called Elaine Pagels. And I thought, what? That's two Judases in 3 days. So I bought it, and I started reading it. And it turns out that there was this 2,000-year-old lost gospel that had been lost, found, and on the black market. And it ended up, I'm reading, in a bank vault in Hicksville, Long Island. And I thought, I grew up in Hicksville, Long Island. Then it says, in the Citibank branch on Broadway in Hicksville, Long Island. Guess what? That was my branch, my parents' branch. It's like, oh, damn. I got to get up off this couch and do this again. So that's how it began. I mean, I just kept getting
it.
These signs and signs and signs, and you can't ignore the signs.
No, you cannot. No. And then you traveled.
Yes.
I don't know if I could do it, Linda Stacy. You traveled to some spooky places to get research.
Yes,
for this
I did.
Book.
I went to Israel and I found myself in a 3,000-year-old burial cave. And I've done all kinds of weird and crazy things. For the first book, I actually, the sixth station, I stayed with monks who guard this relic in the mountains of Montepello. I stayed with a crazy cloistered nun. I climbed a mountain twice. And I was escorted through France by a motorcycle gang. There you go.
All right. So let's go back for just a moment, because your new book, your new novel is Book of Judas.
Right.
Okay. What is the spin? What was it that you personally felt called upon to tell this story?
When I first started reading the Gospel of Judas, which had been uncovered, which had been found in this bank vault, rotting for 17 years, I started putting together the fact that that Judas has been vilified forever, but this gospel was all esoteric spiritual information that Jesus was giving to Judas. Unlike the other gospels, which are all a retelling, Jesus was here, Jesus said this, there were this many people listening to him, this is all secret esoteric information. And information like about the star system Sirius, which wasn't known 2,000 years ago. It was secret esoteric information. I thought, well, why would this crazy man in the desert just make this stuff up? And then I got to realizing that Jesus, for example, was the most famous man in the area at the time. He announced where he was going to be every minute. He rode into Jerusalem on not one but two donkeys. He just had dinner with the guy he raised from the dead. I mean, he knew how to get publicity. And all of a sudden, Judas would have to tell the Romans where he was. He announced where he was all the time. He announced where he was having dinner, which turned out to be the Last Supper. He announced that, I mean, everyone knew that he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray every night. So the idea that Judas would have to tell them where he was is sort of like somebody telling the cops where Elvis was. Knew where he was, The other thing that I found really startling is the 30 pieces of silver. Well, that was the price of the cheapest slave in the area, so it was a disgraceful amount of money. And Jesus so trusted Judas that he made him the treasurer of the group. He could have just run away with the treasury funds. He didn't have to go for 30 pieces of silver, which is like 10 bucks. So I really started thinking, well, maybe we've been sold a story that's not true, because history is written by the victors, and the other disciples who ran away, who weren't at the crucifixion, were the victors because they made the church.
Right. So fascinating. So fascinating. So the book is available right now. And I have to ask you, because of what you do for your day job, and you cover, you know, a lot of stuff for the New York Daily News, what did you think of Sean Spicer's appearance last night on the Emmy Awards?
I think that he's, the whole situation is foolish, and they have created a country that we are the laughingstock of the world. But the truth is, it ain't funny. It's dangerous.
And
I'm tired of laughing at it. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah. Linda Stacy, we got to rub it. What's the best?
It ain't funny.
Yeah. No, it's not funny. What's the best website for you
it's Linda Stacy, STASI.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Okay.
And we'll be back next time. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.